CGSF would like to suggest that the following program may use strong language and discuss topics that may be sensitive for those within earshot. Listener discretion is advised.
Did you know the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPERG, has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years? SFPERG is student activism, by students, for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfperg.ca to learn more about getting involved today.
All right, fine people. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Birdie B Mountain Radio, broadcasting from SFU Burnaby Campus. As always, we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. You might also be listening to the show in Lethbridge, Alberta, on a Wednesday night. In that case, you're listening to CKXU, 88.3 FM, Southern Alberta's true alternative. And I bring that up now, very intentionally. One, because it's my job. And second of all, this whole playlist is built around CKXU today. And their SOCAN audit. What is a SOCAN audit? It is when the powers that be listen to radio and determine how much Canadian music you're playing. So I decided to combat that by playing all Canadian music. So what did we just listen to? It's in French, so bear with me. I'm so bad at this. Okay, there's two R's in this. Miser Luminous. Okay? M-I-S-E-R-E-R-E. Luminous, that's how you spell that. Okay, the song is De Chris and De Cendrus. Okay? Now, this is off an album that came out just last week called Sidera. This band is really cool, though. They're from, I think, Montreal, definitely Quebec. And they're obviously, as you heard, they're able to actually blend orchestral elements with black metal music, and it doesn't sound awful. Usually, it's like my biggest trope ever, when there's strings in a metal song, because it's like, what are we doing here, guys? But that song's really cool, and I really love how they're able to counter the guitar melodies with the orchestral melodies, and there's just a lot of beauty in that song. So, again, that album is called Sidera. I'm not saying the band name again, because you couldn't pay me. And, yeah, really, really cool stuff. There's another band I'm playing at the end of the show. That's also French, however, they're from Ottawa, and it's similar-ish vibes, a little noisier. We'll get there when we get there. Okay. Housekeeping. I want to shout out a handful of people that made today awesome. As always, Thursdays at the station is Record Club Day. What is Record Club? It is a time at the station here, located in sub-building 1420. You drop the one, you end up with a really cool number there. And yeah, we just sit around, listen to some music. Today was like an open listening. Usually they're themed. Like next week is all Persian music. I don't even know what Connor's got cooked up for that. But yeah, we played a bunch of random stuff. I learned that a very awesome volunteer named Jason, I'm going to put him on blast a little bit here. I hope he doesn't mind. He'd never listened to Illmatic before. So that was a talking point. I also want to shout out Dean. I want to shout out Zarina. I want to shout out Grayson. I always, always want to shout out Liz, being the greatest gosh darn volunteer I've ever done seen. And I think that's the housekeeping. Other housekeeping. The Blue Jays played a baseball game today. That didn't go so well. Let's see what we got here. When I turned off the game in class, it was, 8-1. Guess the Jays scored four more runs after that to lose 8-5. Awesome. Love spring training. You know what I do love? Team Canada making it to the quarterfinals of the World Baseball Classic. That's super awesome. I love whatever Canada does something that you probably don't think Canada is going to do something at. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. So we're going to beat the Americans tomorrow night because America's really good at losing, and that'll be that. Okay. We have more music to play. This next band is a band that I am very in love with. And I mean that in like a... Man, I'm married to this band in a sense, okay? Quick story time. And I'm pretty sure I've told this on here before, but you're just not to bear with. My radio show, this radio show, 60 Minute Stage Dive, originally started in 2021 at CKXU. And I was just a boy and doing my thing, whatever. But my whole... like ethos for the first year I was doing the show was I'm not going to repeat a band. Like the whole, like I was keeping a freaking spreadsheet. I was like, there's no way I'm repeating a band. That's just like what my radio show is going to be about. It's going to be all about all this underground heavy music. So I found this band out of Saskatoon called Yarbo. And this was in 2021. They just had an EP come out the year before called Talk Less. And they were so cool. I couldn't get over how good they sounded, especially coming out of a scene that I wasn't familiar with, especially at like 19 years old. Anyways, so I play their music and it's great and time moves on. And then like somewhere, I don't remember exactly how this happened, but I was in a band and I reached out to Yarbo, or the band reached out to Yarbo to be like, yo, you guys have to play Lethbridge. We love you guys. And then they came down and we played a wicked show in the brewery for like Theoretical Brewing, for those in town. And like, honestly, maybe my favorite show ever. My buddy Court did the poster. It was like basically a CKXU show. We did the audio engineering ourselves. It was very nerve-wracking for me in the band because we didn't know anything about anything. And now we had to put on a show. Anyways, I've been talking a really long time here. I met Yarbo that night. And they were just so lovely. Like, every single one of those guys is so nice. And I just can't say enough good things about them. So time moves forward. We play that show with them. And then the next winter, I think, they were like, hey, you guys got to come play Saskatoon. And we were stupid enough to be like, heck yeah. So the only gig we had that weekend was to go to Saskatoon. We pile into my buddy's truck. We throw all the amps in the back. And we drive out to Saskatoon from Lethbridge, Alberta. 6 hours, 12 hours round trip. It's just such a great memory, such a good time. The show was really awesome. People in Saskatoon loved us, which was very kind. They didn't have to, and they did. All to say, oh no, furthermore, then we played Sled Island, and Yarbo got accepted for Sled also last year, and we just had like a great, you know, holy crap, we made it to Sled kind of moment after me originally finding this band in Bandcamp search, literally typing in every Canadian city I could find under the punk tag on Bandcamp. So, very long-winded story to tell you how much I care about Yarbo. This is why we should care about Canadian artists, folks. All right, these people are in our backyard. These are people that are playing shows in our bars. Okay, if it wasn't for me looking out to see what's in Saskatoon, I don't know. I just don't know. You know? I know. Okay, we're going to listen to a bunch of music now. A bunch of music. Like, lock in. And then we're going to come back later. So, this song is called Upset You by Yarbo. And we're just going to burn it down after that. I might not check in for a little while. So, enjoy the tunes. I hope you found something to appreciate my story. And I will check in a good while. But for now, enjoy Yarbo.